Section 8, Preaching the Distinctive Truths.
Heralding the Second Advent. Subheading, Rouse People to Preparation. We are living in the close of this earth's history. Prophecy is fulfilling. Soon Christ will come with power and great glory. We have no time to lose. Let the message sound forth in earnest words of warning. We must persuade men everywhere to repent and flee from the wrath to come. They have souls to save or to lose. Let there be no indifference in this matter. The Lord calls for workers who are filled with an earnest, decided purpose. Tell the people to be an instant in season and out of season. With the words of life upon your lips, go forth to tell men and women that the end of all things is at hand. Let us keep our souls in the love of God. The note of warning must be given. The truth must not languish upon our lips. We must rouse people to immediate preparation, for we little know what is before us. My faith is as strong as ever that we're living in the last remnant of time. Let every teacher present an open door before all who will come to Jesus, repenting of their sins. Letter 105, 1903. Subheading, Proclaim It in Every Land. I have been instructed to trace words of warning for our brethren and sisters who are in danger of losing sight of the special work for this time. In every land, we are to herald the second coming of Christ in the language of the Revelator, proclaiming, Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Testimonies, Volume 8, page 116, 1904. The time has come when the message of Christ's soon coming is to sound throughout the world. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 24, 1909. Subheading, Message, The Lord is Coming. The Lord is coming. Lift up your heads and rejoice. Oh, we would think that those who hear the joyful news, who claim to love Jesus, would be filled with joy unutterable and full of glory. This is the good, the joyful news which shall electrify every soul, which should be repeated in our homes and told to those whom we meet on the street. What more joyful news can be communicated? The voice of the true watchman needs now to be heard all along the line. The morning cometh, and also the night. The trumpet must give a certain sound, for we are on the great day of the Lord's preparation. Letter 55, 1886. Subheading, No Time to Lose. Sound an alarm through the land. Tell the people that the day of the Lord is near and hasteth greatly. Let none be left unwarned. We might have been the place of the poor souls who are in error. According to the truth that we have received above others, we are debtors to impart the same to them. We have no time to lose. The powers of darkness are working with intense energy, and with stealthy tread, Satan is advancing to take those who are now asleep as a wolf taking his prey. We have warnings now which we may give, a work now which we may do, but soon it will be more difficult than we imagine. The coming of the Lord is nearer than when we first believed. The great controversy is nearing its end. Every report of calamity by sea or land is a testimony to the fact that the end of all things is at hand. Wars and rumors of wars declare it. Is there a Christian whose pulse does not beat with quickened action as he anticipates the great events opening before us? The Lord is coming. We hear the footsteps of an approaching God as he comes to punish the world for its iniquity. We are to prepare the way for him by acting our part in getting a people ready for that great day. Review and Herald, November 12, 1914. Subheading, Living Power Must Attend Message. Living power must attend the message of Christ's second appearing. We must not rest until we see many souls converted to the blessed hope of the Lord's return. In the days of the apostles, the message that they bore wrought a real work, turning souls from idols to serve the living God. The work to be done today is just as real, and the message is just as much truth. Only we are to give the message with as much more earnestness as the coming of the Lord is nearer. The message for this time is positive, simple, and of the deepest importance. We must act like men and women who believe it, while waiting, watching, working, praying, warning the world. This is our work. All heaven is astir, engaged in preparing for the day of God's vengeance, the day of Zion's deliverance. The time of tarrying is almost ended. The pilgrims and strangers who have so long been seeking for a better country are almost home. I feel as if I must cry aloud, homeward bound. Rapidly, we're nearing the time when Christ will come to gather his redeemed to himself. Review and Herald, November 13, 1913. Subheading, All Discourses in Light of Christ's Coming. The truths of prophecy are bound up together, and as we study them, they form a beautiful cluster of practical Christian truth. All the discourses that we give are plainly to reveal that we're waiting, working, and praying for the coming of the Son of God. His coming is our hope. This hope is to be bound up with all the words and works, with all our associations and relationships. Letter 150, 1902. Subheading, Key to History. An understanding of the hope of Christ's second coming is the key that unlocks all the history that follows and explains all the future lessons. Letter 218, 1906. Subheading, Effect of Preaching the Second Advent. The second coming of the Son of Man is to be the wonderful theme kept before the people. Here is a subject that should not be left out of our discourses. Eternal realities must be kept before the mind's eye, and the attractions of the world will appear as they are, altogether profitless as vanity. What are we to do with the world's vanities, its praises, its riches, its honors, or its enjoyments? We are pilgrims and strangers who are waiting, hoping, and praying for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If we believe this and bring it into our practical life, what vigorous action would this faith and hope inspire? What fervent love one for another? What careful holy living for the glory of God and in our respect for the recompense of the reward? What distinct lines of demarcation would be evidence between us and the world? Manuscript 39, 1893. Subheading, Keep It Before the People. The truth that Christ is coming should be kept before every mind. Letter 131, 1900. Subheading, A Caution Against Time-Setting Expressions. The times and seasons God has put in his own power. And why has not God given us this knowledge? Because we would not make a right use of it if he did. A condition of things would result from this knowledge among our people that would greatly retard the work of God in preparing a work to stand in the great day that is to come. We are not to be engrossed with speculations in regard to the times and the seasons which God has not revealed. Jesus has told his disciples to watch, but not for definite time. His followers are to be in the position of those who are listening for the orders of their captain. They are to watch, wait, pray, and work as they approach the time for the coming of the Lord. But no one will be able to predict just when that time will come, for of that day and hour knoweth no man. You will not be able to say that he will come in 1, 2, or 5 years. Neither are you to put off his coming by stating that it may not be for 10 or 20 years. We are not to know the definite time either for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit or for the coming of Christ. Review and Herald, March 22, 1892.